Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers. We're your hosts. I'm Bill. Joining me as usual are my two fantastic co-hosts, Dave and Steve. How's it going, fellas?
Good afternoon, my friends. Long time no see or hear from.
I know. It feels like it's been a hot minute.
Thanks for stopping by. I hope you enjoy the show.
Yeah, episode 53, folks. Recorded on the year of our Lord, March 9th. Links to the show notes are in the description. What do we got, fellas?
Well, they're not there yet because we haven't
not
got
yet,
the show.
But by the time you hear this, it will be. Nothing is done yet. Absolutely nothing.
By the way, guys, this is the pre-show before the mats.
I was down getting ready to say, Louisville. We got to get some mats in there. Dates and the booth number and all the good info that everybody needs to.
That's right.
People come see us.
That's right. Plan your day. Get your bags packed. Let's get ready to roll. We only got 2 weeks.
Yeah, and of course, what we're referring to is the 2024 Mid-America Trucking Show, which is the March 21st through the 23rd.
Yep.
Again, year of our Lord.
And stop by booth 600057.
There we go.
And tell Bill happy birthday because we're going to be down there celebrating his birthday at the Matt Show this year.
What is it? Friday the 23rd?
22nd.
22nd. So. Be Thursday.
All right.
I don't get no Friday birthdays. That's
or no.
That's
that
for
is.
Rich. That's for rich kids like Dave.
Rich kids like
grew up
Dave.
Going to the lake.
Hey, well.
They always got weekend birthdays.
What you said? It's the 22nd.
Yeah, I do believe that's
that
Friday.
That is Friday.
Duh. So Dave got it wrong, and I took the blame. That's great. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, either or. Great. We're down there for the show. The first person that brings a cupcake to Bill on his birthday gets a free hat. How's that? Can't get it. Three Fat Trucker free hat. Just like the one Steve has
yes,
on
sir.
Right there.
Looky there. Sporting it today.
That's right. So, just for
I gotta tell
cupcake,
you,
we'll even go with a donut. Hell, we're not going to get picky. If it's food.
You, I'm really
dog.
Hoping.
Depends how
I'm
many beers in the
folks take you seriously.
It depends how many beers are in the cooler, Dave, going with them donuts. Because
that's true.
Nothing like horses a donut down better than a cold beer.
That's true. Got to have something to horse that baby down with. You know, that's what that hole's for. You know, you can set it right up there and make it so you can drink through, slide it on the neck of the bottle there so you can have a little beer, a little donut, a little beer.
I can't remember last year. Did they frown upon alcohol being brought in?
I don't know. We didn't let them see it. So
well,
don't know if they
what brought me
not.
To that question was I keep seeing, I don't know if you've seen these, Bill, on TikTok and Facebook, larger size women concealing whole bottles of alcohol underneath a boob or something, or in their bra, under a fupa.
A fupa?
A fat upper.
That was a fupa.
Mm-hmm. And, or actually just having it up in their hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha?
Where you see them spread and drop out a whole bottle of something. Or just between their thighs on a skirt or
that'd
something?
That'd be one of them fireball bottles, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. But
I could squeeze a little airport bottle under my boob.
I was wanting to know, do you have any spots that you can squeeze a bottle, Dave, that won't know?
Just under my boob, I could probably get under one of them little airport. airport bottles. Maybe I could get a little under there. That's about all I got.
I just remember doing stuff like that back when I was younger. Sneaking liquor into the dollar theater.
Well, do you remember the ball caps that had like the six pack holder with the hoses?
Oh yeah,
you think they'd see anything if I walked in with like six pack tall boys in that?
There was a lot of people bringing beer though, so I think. In fact, didn't somebody bring us a bunch of beer at the end there when we were packing?
Yeah,
up
the one I remember what it was. They were yeah.
I don't know if they got the beer there and they were just giving us, you know, what
somebody
they had.
Somebody did bring us some
over.
Beer once.
Well, I only had one bottle of Four Roses with me, so.
But yeah. Well, a couple people brought us beer.
We'll bring some. We definitely have some ice ones. Since we know where we're at, where to park, where to do everything, this will be a little better this year. We're kind of not going blind.
A little more
blind.
Streamlined, huh?
Yes. Yep. That definitely worked. So how's everybody's week been? I know, Steve, you went through a little power outage today. You had the week of hell.
It's just, I don't even want to talk about the week, the month. I'm ready for a nice little four-day mini vacation here when we get to the show and kick back and
how about
talk
to
a bunch of people, meet a bunch of new people.
See some old people we haven't seen in a while. That's always good. I like
and see some friends we made from last year and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to right there.
You know?
Yep. Reconnecting with everybody.
I got a new GoPro on a gimbal this year so I can walk around and just get some good shots.
He's
going to
wear the GoPro when he goes to the shitter, Bill.
Get pictures of the door swinging. Keeps it level that way. The gimbal keeps it upright, so.
You're even there. Come nice on, thing. Ice cream.
That's the other thing nice about our booth. If you guys got to run to the bathroom, we're right around the corner it's from right us. Past. They got us back here in the shithole, so.
Did we ever put any stickers on them bathroom walls in there above the urinals? I can't remember. I thought I did.
I've still got a bunch of the big ones, so.
Yeah, so I bring them because we'll have to. I just posted one on another hand.
Well, I did put one
machine
down there in Bluffton when I was there on the drive-in down there. Bummies had a thing that said, bring us your stickers. We have a sticker wall or whatever, you know. And I think I took pictures of it and posted it the one time. But, yeah, I put our sticker on the side of that building down there at the drive-in.
I put one in down there on 20 at the Blue Beacon on the side of the hand dryer.
I was about ready to put one today on the screen where you read all your shit on the gas pump at this gas station I went to that really pissed me off. But
you mean it had all the orange bags on the pumps?
Oh, that was the second one. I should have just stickered them suckers up. But
yeah, that's what happens when people not paying attention. And
well, then so. And then I get backed into today too, and I wasn't happy about that either. So
thank God it was your tire.
Oh, yeah, since I just got the truck out of the body shop, 4 or 5 months ago, something like that?
Yep. So,
yeah.
So, Bill, you want to, glancing over your show notes there, looking real serious, or you eyeballed any of that stuff yet? Are you ready?
Nah.
You ready to go to work?
Bill, nah.
Now I'm looking at internet porn.
Wasn't thinking about
here.
It right now. Yeah. I'm too busy.
He's on OnlyFans right now. Come on, man. Let's get it back into the show.
Who
here,
is
boys.
She? Who is she?
Well,
who
do you
is he?
Into?
Who
you
is
want
he?
Me to do this in the order you got him on the notes
here? Yeah, we
here,
can or start off with that. That'll fit right into Steve's afternoon.
Well, yeah. Let me go ahead and share
oh, trust
the
me.
Picture.
Wait, come on. Rant. it's 2 cents.
Go
I think it's just going to be
what we're
ranting,
talking about.
Raven.
Here. Yeah. Go ahead and get you some pictures up there. There we go.
Yeah, so this is...
and I remember this.
Yeah, this is a covered... Is this the Spencerville Bridge or...
No. This one just happened. This
oh,
is,
gosh.
Well, I remember just, the other one. It was just as bad, that lady.
No, this one just happened over in Illinois in November. So
I'm going to zoom it in a little bit just to...
Well, I will say, from the looks of the trailer, that bridge was put together pretty good.
Well, you ever see them put them bridge together? You use
oh, it's
eight
old.
By eight.
Well, yeah, and it's all native lumber. It's all hand cut stuff back in the 1800s, 1700s, and
that's that daggum old Indian lumber there. Yeah,
well, right. They were showing a thing on difference on lumber, building lumber, about buying houses and what they're worth and how long they last, and to buy an older house from the 1800s and refurbish it instead of buying a new one.
Did you ever try going up in your attic and putting a nail in one of them rafters?
Oh, no, you got to drill a hole.
I know, that's up.
It
hard.
Will bend a nail like right now.
So.
Okay. Yep. Well, the title of this article is Repair of Covered Bridge Incident That Got Trucker Publicly Fired Will Take Years. And this is
it wasn't
CDL
privately
Life.
Fired?
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to get fired,
don't
it
tell
might
nobody.
Be loud and proud.
Yeah, when you screw up a town's only bridge that they've been restoring and keeping for hundreds of years.
Yeah, you're not going to be everybody's favorite person, no doubt. All right, so this is from CDL Life, March 6, 2024. The covered bridge destroyed by a truck driver who was publicly fired for the incident will take years to repair, the Illinois Department of Transportation says. The truck driver caused extensive damage to the red covered bridge in Princeton, Illinois. Oh, hey, that's where one of my old
ex-girlfriend. Princeton's out where Road Ranger is.
Mm-hmm. Is it a Road Ranger now or a pilot?
Well, it's a Road Ranger, and right across the road's the is it Ace Hardware or one of the hardware companies is right across the road at that exit.
So, the damaged red covered bridge in Princeton, Illinois, in November of 2023, when she tried to drive her rig over the structure but could not fit. Why is it always women?
That's Gary say now. Why is it another lady that wants to drive across a covered bridge?
What is it about covered bridges that makes y'all ladies want to drive
across? They're so pretty, Bill.
They're pretty. Oh, you just don't know. You know, I look on the inside and I think, wouldn't it be so cool to drive my big ass truck through here?
The experience is.
Even if it was, I'll tell you right now, if it was one, it was even had signage that says rated for 80,000 pounds semis, come ahead, no problem. I'd be. No.
No.
Yeah, no.
It's wood.
No, yeah, no.
I've seen them guys in other countries in Europe. Oh,
do you ever, like in China and Asia, where it's on, it rolls with it up and down, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, that's engineering, amazing engineering for them to be able to handle that stuff. Sorry, yeah, Bill.
Oh, he's letting us vent.
I know.
The truck driver caused extensive damage to the red covered bridge, Princeton, Illinois, November 2023, when she tried to drive her rig over the structure but could not fit. While the driver was not cited for the incident, the trucking company she worked for fired her and even made a public statement that they would make sure that companies who want to hire her will know about the mistake, according to KWQC6. IDOT is currently conducting a bridge condition report, which will include potential repairs needed to restore the bridge. A second report will then need to be completed to solidify the scope of the repairs and estimate costs before IDOT can come to an agreement with the State Historic Preservation Office.
They just need to get a hold of Yoder and Graber and have them give them an estimate.
They'd have it done before you even got done reading this. Preparation detailed construction plans and specifications, as well as a detailed cost estimate. That phase is expected to take 12 to 18 months to complete, and that will result in advertising repair contracts to bidders, said IDOT spokesperson Paul Wapple.
Wapple, Wapple, Wapple.
Paul Wapple.
Waka, waka, waka. Oh, sorry.
It's just such an important... Wait, let me get my voice right. It's just such an important piece of history, said Princeton Tourism Director Victoria Yepsen. I think everyone here in Princeton is passionate that the restoration will happen. At this point, we just have to remain patient until we get more answers from IDOT to begin the process. Wapples... I'm sorry, folks.
That's it's part not a story that I made story. Up and made a funny name, Bill.
That's part of the reason I picked this.
Story. Was it to see if Bill could get through it?
You know, I'm a little wore out.
You sound a little wapple.
Go get me bottle of wapple. The wapple.
Whipple. Ripple. Ripple, raffle.
Wapple says the completion of the 160-year-old bridge will likely take years. Oh, bullshit. The bridge was built in 1863 and is one of five covered bridges in Illinois. I got that much wood sitting in the backyard.
You realize they built that bridge in like 3 days when they first put it up.
For
they
real.
Didn't do environmental studies from Wapple's department.
They're going to have to bring Wapple out. Hey, guys, I'm here. I'm Wapple.
Oh,
we're going to get sued or something.
That's okay.
Go defamation. Ahead liable. What was the old joke? What's the difference between liable and what's the other one?
Defamation?
No.
Liable or convicted?
I don't know. One of them you say it out loud, the other one you just think it. Something. I don't remember. I think it's something like that, but yeah.
Well, okay. Since we're on the bridge closings and can't get nothing done.
Yeah, they went to www.bridge.com and got these.
Slide right down to this.
I wonder if there's any stats out there or something that can tell you how many covered bridges have been demolished by just stupid stuff like that. Somebody taking something too heavy, too tall. Huh? Not necessarily all female. All the complaints
that
Dave at Three Fat Truckers.
Dave at 3FTpodcast.org.
But seriously, because it seems like, I don't know, the past 8 to 10 years, it seems like there's been quite a few that's been crinkled or hit or fall apart.
It seems
apart
like
or,
it's in our lifetime for some reason. The later part here, I don't know why they're hitting all the covered bridges, but.
Well, we've got all of the inexperienced, not properly trained drivers in our...
I was going to blame it on Google.
I was going to blame it on GPS because everybody, GPS.
Turn
they
here,
take that as
there.
The law.
But it's an untrained driver that...
Yeah.
An improperly trained driver that follows the GPS without... I don't need to say it. You take what you get from those devices with a grain of salt.
Do you remember calling a place for directions and looking at your atlas?
I just did that Friday. It's like, your address don't match what it's telling me. Where are you
at? But do you remember back in the day when you would call a place and the secretary would answer the phone and you go, yeah, I need somebody to give me directions. And they'll go, hold on, let me get you somebody. And I go, whoa, wait. She's like, yeah. I'm like, do you not know how you got to work this morning? And she's like, well, I don't know the name of streets and they can tell you better. And they'll put you on hold, elevator music, pick up.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Bill. Can I help you? And they're like, yeah, hey, bud. Hey, I need some directions. Where are you coming from? And be like, you're on I-55 heading west. Well, you can't get there from here.
Yeah. Turn around and go back. You might. We don't want it now anyways. You remember that? We had to stop and literally go find a phone, call,
check get in directions. Calls.
Yeah, 10 and 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I hated that.
I used to get in so much trouble for not doing it because I thought it was stupid.
But can you remember the truck stops when there was 20 phone booths and everybody'd be all full?
Oh, you'd have room full.
Because somebody'd be in there talking to their old lady or girlfriend for 3 hours.
But at least you could
sit down
and get
you know?
A real meal and a real cup of coffee at the time.
The phone at the table? Yes.
Yeah.
That was great.
And a parking spot. I never get that.
Speaking of sitting down to a real meal and a cup of coffee, folks, today's episode is brought to you by the Tennessean Truck Stop.
Three They're Fat approved.
Three Fat Truckers
exit
approved. Exit 22 on 65 in Tennessee. Folks, I cannot stress this point enough. Go check it out. It is, I can only describe what they've done to the place. For those of you that don't know, the place burnt down. It was an old truck stop, kind of a classic style place.
It's where Pop's Barbecue was. You go in and get
famous for their barbecue $5, and their ice cream.
$5 barbecue sandwiches.
And their ice cream bar.
There's an ice cream bar in there. And now it burnt down and it took a couple years to get it rebuilt. But now it's open again and it is
the Taj Mahal,
It is one of the most impressive places
he
I've seen.
He says it's the Buc-ee's of truck stops.
You know.
we can't use that name on here.
Yeah, there's a hate.
Yeah, well,
yeah, this is not the right channel for me.
Hey, Bill, let me tell you about another little place just a little bit south there, exit 5, called the Booby Bungalow.
Now, I think it's closed.
Yeah, it is. But when you drove through there, you'd hear them on there. Hey, fellas, come on, exit 5, come check by here. I'm out.
Oh,
it's a Darlene. I'm working all night, boys. We're down here at the Booby Bungalow. And the state police post was the next exit right across the road.
Both ways.
Oh, it's funny.
Yep. Go check that place out, though, folks. I got to tell you, I had a nice experience in there. I sat down, had breakfast. I don't do that very much. I do not sit down and eat in truck stops much anymore because the
fast food just kind of hard to sit there at the counter.
It's expensive.
Yeah. So check it out. Anyway.
This next story is more of an information story. Let the boys know.
Yeah, this is... don't worry. We'll figure out a way to make fun of somebody.
challenge accepted.
I-55 Mississippi River Bridge to close for 2 weeks.
Now, hold on. Do you get them videos, Dave, on TikTok from Cops where they're doing the chases. They showed a chase of a guy going across that bridge.
This one?
And, yes.
In the construction?
In a Hellcat running just nuts, zipping in between and out of people. And I'm thinking, two semis could shut him down. That cop never caught him. Head let him go. He hit the side streets, already got across the bridge. And, yeah.
I just come across this 2 weeks ago or a week
ago. There's some cool car chases on there.
And they're rerouting it all, and they're getting rid of that low underpass and the loop to get up on there and stuff.
That loop, and trucks roll over there all the time. Yeah, well, the loop's
going to be gone here. So that's why I figured we better throw the. I know me and Bill at least travel down through here. So.
Yeah. Well, and it's easy to miss that exit, too, if you're going too fast, not paying attention. It's like, oh, missed it.
I-55 Mississippi River Bridge closed for 2 weeks, and this is from CDL Life, March 6, 2024. The Tennessee Department of Transportation will shutter the is that an appropriate word for this? I don't know. I-55 Mississippi River Bridge for construction starting on Sunday. According to TDOT, the I-55 Mississippi River Bridge connected Itty bitty Memphis. Titty da.
No, challenge accepted.
Yeah,
it didn't there take was something long, there. I was just trying to figure out which way to go with it. There.
According to I want to do it again.
If there wasn't a T at the end, it could be a G. It'd be T dog.
G spot. T dot.
G spot. Well, it's all wet right there.
The I-55 Mississippi River Bridge connecting Memphis to Arkansas will be closed for 2 weeks, starting over the weekend to allow for construction of the bridge. Boy, that'll be the place to avoid.
I'm going right by
where else is there to cross?
Or tomorrow.
Where else is there to cross through there to get down?
You got to take 40.
Wow.
And then drop down.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Nightmare.
Down to Mississippi, down to Olive Branch. Oh, yeah, my look God, at the picture. No.
Just take 40 across and down.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm glad.
You get to see
you boys have fun. I'm glad I ain't got to do that no more. That's,
you get to see that big that area is just terrible. Shop.
That place was terrible through there.
I am going to avoid this like the plague.
How long is it going to be?
You heard it here, folks. So,
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
That gets bad without it being closed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all right. So, Sunday, March 10th, 8 p.m. through Sunday, March 24th, 8 p.m. I-55 southbound will be closed at Bridgeport Road in Arkansas. I-55 northbound will be closed at Southway Parkway in Tennessee. Local traffic will be allowed to continue to the McLemore exit. I-55 southbound ramp will be closed. Crump Boulevard westbound will be closed. TDOT suggests I-40 as a detour route. And
you
can't go wrong with I-40, can you?
Nope.
You just got to watch them black SUVs looking for cash.
Yeah.
Did you ever see that? I think I told you about
payout,
that.
Didn't they?
Didn't I tell you about that? There was a big story on one of the news channels down there about a guy got pulled over and had like $30,000 cash on him, was going to a classic car auction, mm-hmm. and they confiscated the money saying it was drug money,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't get it back.
What they always do.
He didn't get it back.
Yeah.
And that's a law down. It's a big scam. Big scam. There's other police departments down there. This is just a special drug enforcement thing. They show videos of them mostly pulling over south of the border trucks, mm-hmm. and they don't speak English, and then all they ask them is dinero, dinero, dinero. All they want is money. They, even if they're hauling drugs the other way, they don't care. All they want is the cash. And, yeah, it's a big scam down there. They had it all in the news.
Elvis is down. I can't believe that.
That's Tennessee.
Tennessee, brother.
Yeah, on 40. So if you see a black SUV with nothing on it, tinted windows, that's what that is, them drug enforcement SUV.
Just try to act white. That's all you got to do.
Okay. This next story is one of Steve's neighbors.
Where's that?
Truck driver missing after lumber truck slides downhill.
Yeah, that'd
again, CDL Life. March 7th, 2024.
You got your crutch on CDL Life today, didn't you?
Oh, he goes to one place.
They send me stuff. You know, you can
put in your search engine certain topics and you'll get them from everything.
I do.
No.
But these don't. It was pretty boring this week. Wasn't a lot to choose from, so.
Well, shoot, I can't.
All I know is they're having trouble getting that truck. You can bet down there in West.
Think he's still underneath it, maybe. They haven't found it. I think he jumped out and said, screw this, I ain't getting busted.
All I know is they're in West Virginia. They don't have to clean that lumber up. It'll slowly disappear in about 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They won't have to worry about that. You'll see four-wheelers dragging that stuff out of there.
All right. So, truck driver missing Thursday morning, and this is pertaining to that image I just showed everybody. If you're watching on the YouTube, you saw it. If not, just imagine, if you will.
Hey, hey, Bill. You're doing a great job on that. But I think we need to take a pause.
Not quite yet. Let me finish this and then we'll do it. This message is brought to you by what the fuck? truck driver missing.
Okay, here we go. This message is brought to you by Jiffy Pop anal beads. When you when you think of Jiffy Pop, never mind. Go ahead, Bill.
Sorry. That kind of makes me wonder what that would sound like. truck driver missing driver missing Thursday morning after lumber truck slides down a hill on a West Virginia road not suitable for semi trucks.
Looking at that picture, it just looks like I figured it would have kept going farther down the hill than that to where it stopped at. I mean, he's down there probably, what do you say, 30 feet?
Yeah, off the road. But it kind of looks like the tandem slid, like a jackknife going down, like the drive tires slid. And then it was going down. It was V-ing.
It looked like the trailer and stuff dug into the side as it was sliding down. But yeah, there's a bunch of rock, riprap and rock right there. But
the accident happened on Thursday morning, March 7th, at around 5:30 a.m. in the 1700 block of Hurricane Road in Frame, West Virginia.
I could call Paul Wappler and ask him.
Well, I think he delivered it to the right place, Bill. You use that 2x4 as the frame.
Picked it up at the right place.
You use them 2x4 as the frame stuff. He's at Frame, West Virginia.
Oh, God. Come on. Don't ever do that again. You got to
put them together.
That was awful.
Nail them.
According to WSAZ3, the lumber truck was traveling on a winding road unsuitable for commercial vehicles when it failed to negotiate a curve and slid down a hill.
That's West Virginia. Police believe. Period.
Police believe that. Trucks. Yeah, that's all the roads. There ain't a single
West Virginia's for lovers road.
Okay. Police believe that the trucker may have been lost or misguided by GPS directions.
There we go.
Something's got to give on them GPSs, folks.
When you see them drive right into a lake sometimes.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, first responders say that they have not been able to find the truck driver, and there are concerns that he may be crushed underneath the overturned truck cab.
Wouldn't you think that'd be your first main concern first when you got there was to get it up and be able to look for him?
Yeah, I would say so.
You know, I think he got out of it and skipped.
He's over at Biscuit World right now. And Hurricane grabbing
a twofer. There's one in Charleston too.
Hey,
Biscuit World, what?
Oh yeah, that's me and Bill's joke. Oh, here.
Do tell.
There's a restaurant out there called Biscuit World.
Yeah.
Are you spinning a yarn here on me?
No.
It's worth getting in the car and heading that way.
Give me the address. Road trip. Biscuit World. Oh. What do they serve with?
Cleanup and removal of the wreck has proven difficult due to treacherous terrain. Treacherous terrain. They did that just to fuck with me. No further information has been released. Now,
Now, let's not skip over this Biscuit World shit. Where is it at?
I'm giving you the address. I'm giving you the address here in just about 30 seconds.
Well, there's more than one. It's a chain over there, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's a chain.
And do they only serve biscuits, or does it go with stuff with them? I don't
know. We have not.
Sausage gravy, honey,
skinny girl, fat girl, I don't know. One can only assume that there is some gravy somewhere in that place.
Piece I don't of, know, bring up some bologna, Dave. Big chunk of bologna. Hold on.
Applebee's. Where's it at? Applebee's. There it is.
You mean Applebee's? You said Biscuit World.
No, it's. I'm looking for it.
Just go to their website.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm looking for their website.
Tudor's Biscuit World Home.
Tudor's. I've heard that one before.
Don't say that on the sign. It just says Biscuit World.
Oh, you know what? That's Biscuit a sit-down, eat West dinner Virginia. Kind of place. They got full dinner.
Oh, they're
dinner.
All over I the mean, place.
They got full dinners with, like, meatloaf, mashed potatoes, and green beans with a big old biscuit.
Hush your dirty mouth. You're making me hungry.
Yeah, lunch with sandwiches and that, and then they got breakfast with the, you know, the usual, the usual offenders.
How come they're all closed right now?
Are you ready for your little break?
Look at the. Hey, hold on, guys.
Shut the front door.
Hold on. I got what you want right here. This is their blackberry biscuit.
Yeah. Tudor's Biscuit World. Okay, we're going to
have
got
meatloaf and biscuits and mashed potatoes.
Country okay. breakfast. Let me super
open
breakfast
up another page passing. Here.
Hey, they got, here's the gravy platter, the big tater. The big tater. Let's zoom in on that right there. Oh, it dynamically changes on you, too. Look at that.
Oh, there's one in Lexington.
Is there?
Uh-huh.
We're going to have to take it. We're down there for the truck show.
I might
show.
Be late for the truck show one that morning, boys. I'll tell you right now. Or I might just bring us a box of blueberry biscuits, Bill.
There you go.
What we got here? Oh, there's a
blackberry biscuits.
Franchise locations.
Yeah, they're looking for you. They're looking for you, Steve.
Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
Get it up. Get it going.
Franchises, locations, menu.
Okay.
They got some, looks like they've
got
some.
They got wraps and breakfast, lunch, dinner. Hey. Let's see what they do.
They got a shirt here and hats, Bill. It says they call me the Big Tater.
They got pot roast, Hungry Man platter.
Yep.
They got ham and beans and cornbread.
They got one called the Big Tater.
All right, let's take a quick break for let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with you, folks.
Wipe a little drool off.
Back to live action.
Man, that was a good biscuit.
They got a biscuit here, Dave, called the Politician. Bologna, egg, and cheese.
Did you see the...
Or there's an apple biscuit, bacon. I didn't see the blueberry ones anywhere.
They got it's not blueberry, it's blackberry.
I don't see that one. They got one called a rocket.
They got what's called the country vegetable platter, and you get
corn. I'm looking at biscuits. There's a Tootie. Country ham, yeah, seen that cheese, one. Mountaineer, a Dottie.
They got baked steak, country fried steak. Oh, they even got a chicken strip basket, meatloaf, vegetable platter, hot beef and biscuits.
Bill, I'll get
Hungry
Bill.
Man
look
platters.
At that hot roast beef sandwich.
I'm going to get Bill and Ron.
Lord have mercy.
Okay, oh, by the way, I will guys, have to check this out on the way through.
This is why we're called Three Fat Truckers.
Yeah, because I always worry about the food.
So. Here's one, just beans and cornbread. So I wonder what their cornbread's
ham and
like.
I know, ham and beans.
We have that down here all the time, Bill.
Country fried steak. Baked steak.
Yep.
What's a baked steak?
It's country fried. They
like
just
Swiss
call
steak.
Okay. Swiss steak.
Swiss, okay. So.
I made some of that for this week. So. That meatloaf
actually,
was good, too.
Actually, that don't sound too bad. I'm poor right now. I had to pay taxes. I ain't got no money to buy food. So I just look at the, like that one old boy says.
We just look at it.
No, that one old boy, did you ever see him on that commercial or the TikTok? He says, he looked like Junior Samples, the old ball cap, bib overalls, glassy, sitting in a rocking chair. And he says, yeah, we were so poor. My mom would sit there and read us recipes out of the cookbook. He said, my brother about starved to death. He was hard of hearing. That's some funny shit, man. Come on. My brother about starved to death. He's hard of hearing.
Let's go ahead and copy.
That's funny.
Copy image.
Put that website right on the bottom of the show notes there.
In case any of our followers out there
want to jump in there and go find them some Biscuit World.
Well, according to this, they are friggin' everywhere.
Well, I ain't seen them up around me.
They must be at the malls.
Let's see here. Locations. Holy cow.
That's not what I wanted to do.
There's one in Dayton, Ohio.
That's the closest one to us. That's by God, West Virginia out there.
Well, it looks like a road trip to Dayton, Ohio, Bill.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I'm going to have to do this the hard way. I'm going to have to do a little screenshot copy as an image.
Okay, there we are. Well, they got one over here east of me.
Not do they?
Far. Yeah. About an hour, matter of fact, 40 minutes. Drive.
Biscuit World is in Zanyard, Ohio. That's where it's
at. I will do a little homework tomorrow for you boys and see if they got that over there.
That's the closest one to us, right there.
Where's that?
Zanyard. I got one that's not even an hour from me.
There it is in the show notes.
So I have to check her out.
We drive by and see the sign all the time, right there where you're 35 and 34 cross. If you take 34 up to the light where it crosses 64, there's one right there on the corner when we go to
Galapagos and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I had a triaxle trailer, I'd probably wheel on in there because I'd get them in anywhere.
Yeah, but we always got vans on when we're going there.
When we're going there, yeah.
Yeah, because literally go right by it. I could park at the TA and run across the interstate, but you want to see
I don't see that happening.
No, not this man doing it. not no more.
That sounds like a long shot if ever I've heard one.
Well, I guess there is that little truck stop right there before you cross over that mom and pop gas station there on the west side of the road. So.
We'll weigh our possibilities.
Okay. That's true. Well, let me tell you of a couple good little hole in the walls. If you're going if it's 65 or 75, let me think about it here.
They're not glory holes, are they?
No. Okay. Well, depends how big smile is on your face, Dave. There's, so I used to sleep there all the time too, because there's always parking in the middle of the night, especially in oversized stuff. I'm thinking it's on 75. Pretty sure it's on 75. I always get 75 and 65 mixed up, the lower half of the state. But down there at exit 40, I think it's 49 off of 65 down there. East side of the road. And you'll think, okay, there's nothing out here. Keep going.
You talking about that place you and I met at that one day?
Might have. We go inside and eat in there. And it was like, there was a real racist lady working the one time that
did. Yep.
Yes.
That was it.
And, but I mean, it was all home cooked food right there, and it wasn't
that
expensive.
On 75 or 65?
Their ones was 65.
Was it 65?
Yeah.
And their ones that still advertised in the CB, hey, come on in for some nanner nanner pudding, you know, and all that, and they'll give you the specials and kind of deal over the radio. But that one there is good. And then if you want a tiny little buffet kind of deal, it's right off of 65. There's a Schlotsky's Deli right next door to this truck stop. I can't think what exit is, 38 or something.
What state?
In Kentucky, on on 65. I think it's exit 38. And it's a hole in the wall mom and pop truck stop, and they had like a 10-foot long buffet and all good food in there pretty much. I can't remember what
it's called. That's where all that construction's going on, isn't it?
Isn't. I remember there's a Slosky's Deli right next door to it.
Well, I don't go that way much anymore because I've been converted and running 69 down to 24 going into Nashville now because it is much, much more
or
less crazy to drive.
I-75 in Georgia, exit 121, Unadilla. It's a Marathon or Amoco. Hodges own it, but it's got a breakfast buffet, all you can eat bacon and peach cobbler.
Okay, I'm going to Houston tomorrow. What do you got down on 59? Besides Warner Burger.
You're barking up the wrong tree there. That place I know. That's terrible.
I know you just love them things.
Well, I don't think it's terrible, people love them. I don't.
It's okay. It's Texas.
I gave them three chances, but all three times it tasted like a cardboard piece
just
of.
Just a regular burger, no seasoning.
It wasn't even burger. It was nasty.
Yeah. Well, they love them in Texas because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere down there. And which, if that's what they like. So.
Boy.
That's what they get. So I still like In-N-Out better every time I get out to. Every time I get out to Barstool,
I like Five Guys too once in a while. But as far as a cheap one, Rally's, man. A Rally's or Checkers, double, you know, just, I don't know. It's something about them. Just,
did you guys happen to see the news story about went viral over the internet where the guy posted the $24 for the Five Guys. Frying a drink.
Yeah. Their biggest thing at Five Guys was pretty much was their fries all the time with their free
refills. Yeah, you get more than enough fries.
And you can see through the paper, there's plenty of grease in it.
Hey, Steve.
What?
You're sitting down, right?
Yep.
Okay. Bill's never been to a Five Guys yet.
Well, it's okay. You're not really missing much. I mean,
that's what I keep hearing, and so I'm not going to.
I mean, you might like it. I don't know.
We got a new place called California Burger in Fort Wayne, and I think that's actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. It almost kind of reminds me of a In-N-Out Burger.
Well, I sort of feel like I was left out of the loop because I never even tried Portillo's when it came to Fort Wayne.
You didn't?
No.
Never been there.
It's all right. I mean, something I like.
And I like hot dogs, though.
They have a good burger. They have a good hot dog. I like their smoked sausage is better. They have smoked sausage. Mike, our producer, always gets the Italian beef. Italian beef, yeah. That they dip.
I remember there was a place.
I get those too.
When I worked for another company, we used to deliver up in Chicago off of Cicero and I'm trying to think what the other cross street was up there, but there was like a little Polish deli.
Mm-hmm.
And you could hit the shoulder, throw your four ways on, go in there, and they would hot dogs that were, you couldn't eat the whole thing. It was so loaded, I mean, with all the stuff on it.
You talking about the place right down on the, right next to the Dan Ryan right there, where you can smell them?
No, that's Jim's Original.
No,
that's where you're talking about.
There's two places there.
Up in town on Cicero quite a ways, because it was where you walk, I think I told you the story before, it's where you walk by and all the hookers are out there on the shoulder, and you roll your window down. Hey, baby. And they go, what you doing? I said, what you working with? And she just take her dress and go, woo.
That's
and just show you what she's working
nasty.
With.
That's all I needed. Thanks. Keep the change.
Never mind. I came down here for a Maxwell
pole. The guy next year was swatting the flies away. Oh, shoot. Well,
ladies and gentlemen, remember this is a family-friendly show and disregard anything you may have heard and
offended
anybody.
I've got documentation to go against that.
Well, are you boys ready? I don't know about this. I'm a forewarn you. It's been a crappy last couple weeks. Anything and everything has been pissing me off, irritating me, pushing my buttons.
Let's dealing go on with Let's people, do a quick scroll and, down here then.
Yeah.
And so I got the disclaimer at the end.
Hey, we got Biscuit World up there. Way to go.
Yeah, I know.
You like that?
Yeah, that is.
I had to make that.
Well, that's good. You squeezed it right above the his 2 cents, and he took his name off of it because I wanted his name on there.
I don't need my name on it. Yeah. If they listen to this, they know whose 2 cents it is. Trust me.
Well, yeah, because he's going to read it. Yeah, this is for those of you that are new to the show. This is our new, well, I say new. We've been doing it a couple months, but it's Steve's just new another segment.
It's just another skit to do, to change up from making up stories. And there'll be something else besides this sooner or later, too. We'll figure something else out, but it's just time filler.
We'll get bored with it. We've got the attention span of goldfish, so
what?
We might even just forget about it next time.
Yep.
We call this My 2 cents, and yep. I give you our proud host, Steve. Take it away, Steve.
My 2 cents. Well, people, let's dive right into this cesspool of things that are on my radar this week, this month, this minute. All the so-called experts out there that know their rights and the law when they are pulled over for a traffic stop. The police that try to do their job the right way. The public that is cooperative with these officers. Then we have the ass bags that think it's their duty to be overly annoying and cause problems to be an internet sensation. People in general that want and try to do the right thing when it comes to their fellow man or woman, but usually lose their moral compass as if they have a different beliefs or money's involved. How many people lost their minds this weekend when Facebook and Messenger went down earlier this week? Oh no, it's the Chinese. They were hacked. Laughing my ass off. So here we go. People, let's all jump off the metaphoric cliff that is our society's go-to move when it comes to the law. I can't count the number of times so-called experts out there that show up on social media in a video they have just have to record when they get pulled over or confronted by a law enforcement officer, whether it's a traffic stop, trespassing, or any other confrontation. Everyone wants to argue with the officer or not comply with what they ask, saying they know their rights. I'm going to tell you, 9 out of 10 of you friggin' idiots don't know the law. That's just your go-to reply. Shut up. Imagine if you were this officer doing your job and had to listen to this bullshit day in and day out from uneducated people just like yourself. And yes, there are some police that have the power trip mentality. But if you listen and are polite with them, it usually is given in return. If you think you know the law, you better keep a copy of the trash that comes out of your mouth with the statutes listed to provide in your defense. Now, for the officers that put up with this shit all the time and handle it in a manner that is professional to your job, you are commended for your time and service. Those of you that let yourself fall into the trap of being argumentative with these idiots, they are getting exactly what they want. So don't fall for these people's tactics to try and start an uprising on the side of the road. And if I hear one more time on a video, what's your name and badge number? I hope you get tased. We don't need people like you out here making life hard for the rest of us. We already have an overpopulation of idiots. Calm down and be polite and nice to everyone that's around you. The old saying, if you can't say something nice, then don't say it at all. A lot of people out there need to take this to heart. I see so many on the internet and social media platforms that are helping people as far as food, clothing, and yes, money. I applaud these people that try to give back to society, though it seems like sometimes it's just for views and popularity. I hope all these people out there give back are honest with themselves about what they're trying to accomplish. Be true to yourself and first, and the rest will follow. And last but not least, I'm sure you all were just freaking out this week when you couldn't update your status to post pictures of anything on your Facebook account or use Messenger to send messages. Then all these people automatically come to a conclusion of a cyber attack on China or Russia. Well, very well, could have been or couldn't have. But knowing this for sure, people will start spreading the gospel about what they think happened. So if you feel the urge, sent us some of your theories and of some theories of yours. And for God's sake, make them funny. That's my two cents. Remember, these are not the views of three fat truckers, just this one. Any complaints? Keep them to yourself or write them down and put them in the trash. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
I got to tell you, I agree with everything you just said. I get so tired of these knuckleheads.
That's all it's on the all the stuff now, isn't it? Day in and day out.
And they get, there's no shortage of idiots that come back in the comments say, hey, that's right. You telling me.
Well, everybody thinks they're a lawyer. I'm sorry. What I think's funny, when an actual lawyer will post on here and they'll break down a video, no, he can't do that. He can't do that. Yes, no, and breaks it down for you. And every time, the people are usually wrong.
Almost always.
But yeah, it's an ever reoccurring thing far as these people. What's your name and badge number? Oh my God. And some of the cops, if they don't engage with the stupidity. I couldn't be a cop. I'd have shot every one of these sons.
I couldn't do it either.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell you.
That's kudos why to them. You guys are not
they
cops.
Got, they got an ungrateful job. I mean.
It's a thankless job. Yes. It really is, especially now more than ever.
Yes.
Because you got to know. I mean, look at the stuff.
Everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has a camera. You have
police
to be on your best behavior all the time.
You're very likely as a police officer to be using to prove a point to, you know. Oh, throw the book at you.
Yeah. I just watched a video of a county sheriff that got busted for 2 or 3 years worth of planting drugs in cars and getting people arrested, trying to get his numbers up so he could be to the state police big boy program, and they caught him. And he's in prison now.
Well.
And ruined all these people's lives, and they got, oh yeah, it was a bunch of stuff.
Also, when an officer does something like that, and then it comes to light, it
makes,
like,
them all look bad.
Well, the prosecutor now has to, everybody that prosecutor that put behind bars be retried then, or, you know, that there's a good argument for it.
Oh yeah, it's a big can of worms opening up.
So.
And especially a cop loves to go to jail with all the people he sent there.
Yeah, boy, I bet that goes down great. I bet he gets passed around like a peace pipe, doesn't he?
I don't know about a peace pipe.
And not a lot of peace going on. So.
Now he's the peace.
Yeah.
That's what But yeah, these cops out here that do the job and do it right and take all the crap, I applaud you, because, I mean, I couldn't do it. And I just don't know why people want to be so argumentative all the time.
Because they're a different generation. They didn't grow up.
There's no respect.
Nobody gets their ass beat no more. Nobody got their ass beat growing up.
All I know.
No dads anymore.
By the way,
all I know now, do you see these road rages where you'll see some guy get out, come walking up to the car to beat somebody? Yeah, got shot. They'll come up there and the guy gets out and he's three times the size and punches him once. I've seen a truck driver pulling a guy off the side of the road that he knocked out and got back in a semi and took off.
Yeah.
You know, running
by
his
the
mouth.
Way, not trying to be, I wasn't ignoring your story or nothing, but Jane Seymour, 73 years old, and still looks good.
Would you,
squirrel
Dave?
Moment. Oh, would in you? A heartbeat.
Swing!
In a heartbeat.
What was his neighbor's name? Jane?
She's 83.
Hey, Bill, he said he was sort of worried about her. He hadn't heard from her for quite a while.
Yeah, I called her this week. Where you been? I haven't heard from
her. Oh, that reminds me.
She's in the hospital.
This video, it was real sweet and heartwarming. This lady, probably late 30s, she's like, lives in town, and she looks out her window. And it was during quarantine or whatever. And she's like, I'll be nice to the lady next door. Her husband passed away or whatever. And she's like, I'll try and be nice to her, you know? So she made this big note to put in her window so her neighbor could see it. And it said, hey, hope you're doing fine. If you need anything, let me know. The video shows the lady next door putting a note up in her window. Says, fuck you, mind your own business.
And that's why they're not nice to cops.
And she's just some old man. She's probably 80. She's like, F you, mind your own business.
Oh, lovely.
You have slept with my husband back in 20 years ago, and I'm not over it yet. I see you out there.
Something like that.
Well, let's wrap it up, fellas.
Well, the next time you'll hear us, it looks like it's going to be live. Well, not live to you guys, but to us.
At the Mid-America Trucking Show.
Yeah.
And I can't wait.
And try and get everybody, get some good interviews this time. I think we're going to be a little choosy on a few things, I hope. I regret a couple of my
we
turned a couple people down. I mean, I'm not going to bring on pure conjecture and conspiracy theory and stuff like
conspiracy.
That.
But that's
come on, that's all what the internet's about.
That's how Joe Rogan gets.
That's right. You know?
I don't know, Joe Rogan, three fat truckers.
He is. He's the number one podcast out there.
Yep. I see, my 300
I see
million.
Meagle Martin got a new contract for a podcasting again since they canceled her at Who's Rogan Through? Spotify canceled her.
Spotify.
Yeah, and now the new one canceled her already. Hadn't even produced one show, so I guess not going so well. What do you want to hear about a rich lady?
Podcasting where people are trying to get rich from it is a little rough right now. That's the truth. Good thing we're all three independently wealthy and don't need the money.
Couldn't ask for a better. We do this for the drivers. It's the only people we're doing.
Exactly.
That's right. We're trying to enlighten, make you smile a little bit.
No, we're telling jokes here, but we mean it. We do this because we enjoy being a part of your life. We enjoy you being a part of our life, and that's made all the difference in the world. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? If you come to the truck stop and you want to sit down, talk to us, and you got something interesting to talk about, we'll have you on camera. Shoot, it costs nothing.
That would be the truck show, but ignore what he said.
What did I say?
Truck stop. But that's okay. If you see us at the truck stop, we'll sit and talk with you there, too.
We're going to get a sign that says, Three Fat Truckers lying. Truck Stop. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. Truck show or truck stop, one or the other.
Yeah. Right next to the phone and the jukebox on the table.
This concludes episode 53. We will be back in 2 weeks. Get a hold of us one way or the other. Show at 3ftpodcast.org. Hit us up on the socials, that being Facebook or whatever. Email or
text post message, directly. Whatever you want to do.
You can post directly on the website. Nobody ever does that, but you can. For every episode, there's a comment section, and feel free to use it because it works just as well. We'd love to hear from folks. We're going through kind of a slump right now in terms of our engagement with everybody. So if we could get some.
Last year's we hit truck show, it will be swamped for 3 months.
And it's our schedules have been extremely busy, but that's all part of life. You know, we all got lives to live. And so looking forward to seeing everybody stop and say hi. Let us know you listen. Stop by. We'll give you a business card. We'll give you an old bag to take home with your wife. And
who is she?
You never know.
An old bag.
I think the wife might have something to say about that.
Yeah, but it's white. You can put it in your purse. But keep it in your pocket.
The old one, how you make new paper dolls, you screw old bags.
There you go.
Man, oh, man. All right, kids. We'll see you. See you in a couple weeks. Until then, I've been Bill.
And Dave.
And Steve. Be good to everybody.
Bye now.